1. Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guest today is Jerry Kreitzer from the Cedar Rapids Concert Chorale. Welcome, Dr. K. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me in on the crawl, Dennis.
Yeah. And that means concert coming up for St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yes. Yep. Bringing in the weekend.
But not an Irish-themed concert.
Not an Irish theme, yeah. No.
But you're going to be doing some of the music of the great John Rutter.
John Rutter's Requiem, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful work, 20th century work. Oft-performed, much loved. So we're looking forward to doing it. In conjunction with the St. Paul's United Methodist Church Choir, concert will be at St. Paul's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a venue you've been at before.
We've been at before. You know. It's a lovely historic venue, great acoustics, great setting, collaborating with their choral director, Michael Sauer, and their organist, Mark Bauman. He'll be playing the organ. So we're doing the small orchestrated version that John Rutter did himself. So it's organ with some color instruments, including the great Gretchen Brumwell on harp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thad Sentman on cello. Felicia Jones, oboe, a wonderful oboe player. And Rose Bishop on flute. Rose is an adjunct flute teacher here at Kirkwood.
Mm-hmm.
And featuring Carla Gettle on soprano solo, the much loved soprano in Cedar Rapids. So.
Sopranos, great. Cedar Rapids, much loved soprano.
Talk
to me a little bit about John Rutter. He was, as you said, 20th century choral composer. When did you first encounter his work?
Long time ago, 20, 30 years, 40 years ago, maybe. You know, he's got just so much wonderful choral music out there. And one of the first things that I became acquainted with was the Requiem, actually. I took the Washington High School Concert Choir, did a solo Carnegie Hall performance on a Friday night, and then we joined with other choirs to do the Rutter Requiem in Carnegie Hall, conducted by John Rutter. So it was a wonderful experience. So I've this is maybe my third or fourth go around with this work, but it never tires.
Yeah, what do you like about it?
Well, it's got a great mixture of styles. First of all, it uses text from the Latin Requiem Mass and also some psalm settings. And it's got some kind of classical styles, but also some contemporary kind of lyrical, you know, styles you might hear in a Broadway show or something. So,
kind of thinking about John Rutter and his, you know, his body of work, of course, in the 20th century, composing new choral works and feeling like you needed to pay, you know, attention and tribute to classical stylings of all that time, but also wanting to
bring this
into the 20th century a little bit. That has to
not
be
necessarily
a
full setting of the Requiem Mass. I'm going to use these movements, but I want to use these psalm settings. So a couple of movements are just psalm settings, including Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," just a glorious piece of music.
Mm-hmm. So. Is this one of your favorite pieces by him?
Yeah, probably is. Yeah, we love the Gloria, we love the Te Deum, and so many great Christmas carol settings. Sure. We're also going to be doing a setting of the On You Stay by Samuel Barber.
Okay.
Which is set to the Adagio for Strings, which is one of the most powerful pieces of music ever written. And Barber set the text, the choral setting himself. And so it's kind of a fitting companion piece to go along with the Requiem.
The concert will be Saturday, the 16th of March at St. Paul's Methodist Church, an afternoon concert, yes?
Afternoon concert, 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. And what's next for the Concert Chorale after this?
We'll wrap up our season on May 11th with Usher's Fairy Americana.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. The folk songs from all over, folk songs about land and water and love and faith, and set out at the new lodge out at Usher's Ferry. It's a great setting out there.
That's a very nice space. Yeah. So as you put seasons like this together, so you normally do, is it three or four concerts?
We usually do four main stage concerts, yeah.
And I know an additional, you know, plug a little work with Orchestra Iowa in there.
Love collaborating with Orchestra Iowa.
And that kind of thing. Going into a season like this, what's your overarching, you know, not theme, because that changes, but what, you know, as you're planning out your season, what are you thinking about?
Well, they come very organically and spontaneously for me. I might latch on to one piece of music and then kind of build around that. You know, you don't want too many of the same style. Sometimes I look for themes, but sometimes I just look for major works that really are compelling. Works that I think that the singers will, it'll challenge them, and also they'll find rewarding and inspiring. So, a variety of styles.
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
Yeah.
I always like to say, in concert choir, that's where the real singing happens.
That's right.
You can do musicals, you can do all kinds of other stuff, but in concert choir,
we get in there at 7 o'clock, and we work like crazy till 9:30, and they just are wonderful to work with, and they have a great time.
Now, the concert chorale is also open to anyone.
That's right. Anybody that's got a love for choral music, come on in.
Yeah, non-audition, just non-audition. Show up. Yeah,
right.
Might be. I don't know that I would start this week before
probably
the,
not
4 days before
but
the
you
concert.
Could certainly start a week from tomorrow. We'll be starting the next set of music. Yeah, we take them.
Yeah, what's it? You know, so somebody comes in. Maybe they haven't sang for many years. What's kind of the process of acclimating them to the group?
Well, we do have some of those singers in, and I just say, take it as it comes. You know, don't be overwhelmed, and contribute what you can, and let it kind of come back to you.
I'm sure the other members of the section are also really supportive.
Absolutely. Everybody's very supportive, and you know, people are coming in at different levels and skill levels and experience levels, but every voice matters.
It's John Rutter's Requiem with the Cedar Rapids Concert Chorale, March 16th, 2:30 in the afternoon, St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Cedar Rapids. If people want tickets in advance or just want to learn more about the Concert Chorale, where do we find you online?
Definitely visit our website at crconcertchorale.org.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, good luck with it this weekend. And few weeks, come and talk to us about the closing concert of the season.
Will do.
Thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks, Dennis.
You can hear the Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30, or download the podcast at kcck.org/culture, or you can also watch the videos on our Facebook or YouTube channels. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green. I'll talk to you later.